And Allison and Emily are here. They can come over to the mic if they want to say hello.
Hello.
The mic is not on, Allison.
Hello.
Yeah, my entourage is expanding. I used to only have like one guest. Now I have three other people here with me, which is crazy. And there's there's room for one more for next week, so we'll see who surprises us. Because I've never really told until like 2 minutes in advance that someone else is going to come.
Surprise, sure.
And then Katie's like, oh, like, are you okay if they come? As if, like, what can I say? Like, no. But, like, I am totally fine with it. I like company. It makes it more fun because, like, otherwise I think it would be kind of boring.
Yeah.
Just, like, sitting here.
Yeah.
So the first song we're going to play, do you want to introduce it, Katie?
Sure. This song is called Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes, if you listened to us last week, you'll know that Katie learned that their song, Fortunate Son, is about Vietnam. So we're just continuing with that band for now. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Take it away, Creedence. Bad Moon Rising. So the name of this show this week is Allison's Aggressive Attack, or Was Allison Aggressively Attacked? This is going to be the big debate that we're going to discuss, and we're going to pick sides. Allison is going to present her arguments first. This is very, like, lawyerly thing. So come on, Allison.
Well, I don't know if I should go into the full details.
No, but you
certainly
shouldn't.
That I was aggressively attacked, and I was just simply standing up for my own name. Mm-hmm. I had to defend myself.
You should provide like a little bit more context than that.
I think we should only speak very vaguely about this incident.
The best part of the story is that I lost my car today and texted Katie in a panic.
The car was found.
The car was found. There was laughter shared when that story was told. And then I was aggressively
One might
attacked.
Say too much laughter.
Maybe.
But we're not even going to disclose if this is a physical attack or a verbal attack or an emotional attack.
Yeah, mentally and physically, I was attacked.
Yeah. So send us an email, BERNSTEJ@Lafayette.edu, with your insight if Allison was aggressively attacked or if she aggressively attacked someone else. So The next song we have is While My Guitar Gently Weeps. This is by the Beatles. Katie and I both put it on playlist for tonight's episode. Big Beatles fans over here. Mm-hmm. Anything to say, Katie?
This is definitely one of the best ones, I would say, in my opinion.
Have you listened to the cover that they did with like Prince?
No, I didn't.
Well, to play that sometime. Yeah, I listened to it in my law and social movements class for no reason other than that I wore a Prince shirt that day, and my professor was like, you must listen to this song.
Very cool.
So, yeah, well, here we go. The Beatles are great, and hopefully you guys think so, too. They're really underrated.
Thank you.
you can't play that song without paying tribute to the not-so-recently passed John Lennon and George Harrison.
Should we have a moment of silence?
We should.
Way to ruin the moment.
That was not super silent, but it was a moment. So, Katie wants to talk now.
Yes. Jules, have you seen the movie Yesterday?
I have not seen the movie Yesterday, but I've seen the trailers.
Oh, you've got to watch it. I'll tell you the premise. This guy wakes up, and he's the only person on Earth who remembers the Beatles. They've been wiped from the memory of everyone else. And he has to, like, through the power of music, bring them back to everyone else's minds. Great movie. I highly recommend.
I will watch it immediately.
Yes, please do tonight.
Focaccia.
Yes. Jules, what would you think of the focaccia?
It's like a 10 out of 10. It's really good.
10 out of 10. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to my mom for bringing the baked goods today. She did right by us.
Yes. Lovely focaccia. Mm. So the next song actually goes out to Katie's dad. do you want to
say? Yes. So my dad is a big fan of college radio. I think he typically listens to Fordham's WFUV, so I hope we're living up to the expectations. But he said that this song used to be in heavy rotation on college radio stations a few years back and that he wanted to hear it. So this one is for my dad.
You didn't say what it's called.
Oh, it's called, I don't know how it's pronounced, actually. Lurito? Loretto?
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Okay, here we go. So guys, What's everyone's favorite type of bread? Since we're talking about focaccia now.
Well, second to focaccia, because obviously that's my first. I like a nice, like, rustic loaf bread.
Yeah, like a Tuscan bread.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, that's good. I feel like there's so many different kinds for so many different occasions. Like, I like challah for the Jewish holidays. Mm. And sourdough is a classic. Yeah, like rye bread.
Sourdough.
If it's like a corned beef and rye sandwich.
Honestly, though, shout out to Katie's mom. I love your bread so much.
Yeah.
It's my greatest. Favorite bread I've ever had, ever on the planet.
No, it's like insane. Like,
it's blowing us out of the water.
Yeah. Oh, my mom says she likes my homemade sourdough. So thanks, Mom, for that recognition. So the next song we're going to do is something, even though we just played something that Katie's dad will really like, now it's going to be something that Katie's dad will really not like, sadly.
I would venture to say hate. I don't know. I guess I won't speak for him. It would just be my guess.
But you know what? We have other listeners, other guests, other people have different tastes.
This and radio show is
Emily just for really my likes ABBA. I love ABBA. So Allison's a fan. So, and this is a great ABBA song, Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight. I think my mom will really enjoy this too. So here's ABBA. Do you guys know ABBA just released a new album?
Is that true?
It is true.
Yes. Wait, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
Why would I lie? No, they're not dead.
They were really dead.
They're alive and well. They had like some internal drama because like they were two married couples. But I guess they put aside their differences to make some more music for us. And I think they're like doing some tour or something. I don't really know.
I think they
just know that they're out of music if they want to do a Mamma Mia 3. And they, like, need some more music. But, I don't know, Mamma Mia 2 wasn't, like, it was good, but, like, killing Meryl Streep off was just not, like...
It was tragic.
Yeah, it was...
Spoiler alert.
It can't be a spoiler alert if the movie was out for 3 years. Yeah, my mom just said, remember we saw the concert. Yes, my mom took us to... My sister and I remember this so vividly. We went to, like, an ABBA, like, knockoff concert. It was, like, it was not the real ABBA. It was, like, ABBA, like, impersonators. Awesome. And it was at, like, a church. Like, I don't... Jillian and I talk about this all the time. And, like, I don't really know why we went to it. Anyways, the next song is Stuck in the Middle with You. Hopefully my mom can give some more context to the ABBA church thing. So, and it was in, like, New Jersey, and I live in Pennsylvania, and it was, like, an hour away. Like, I just don't really know. Yeah. Anyways, here we go. Interesting development, guys. My mom is now insisting that I saw the real ABBA in Asbury Park, New Jersey, which I just don't believe. I don't think ABBA toured together in the early 2000s. Like, they were broken up.
Now, was it definitely a church that you saw them in? Or was it a church-like structure?
Here's the thing. I'm Jewish, so maybe my knowledge, yeah, my knowledge of churches might be off. Okay. But, like, I remember, like, to me, it seemed like a church. And, like, there was, like, some people, like, outside sitting on lawn chairs. I don't really know why.
That sounds like an open-air venue.
Yeah. No, I swear.
I feel like, the more I talk about this, like, the crazier it gets. I need my mom to, like, provide some proof for this. Oh, she's texting me privately now. Oh, she says it was at St. John's Concert Hall.
Okay, I see where the church maybe came in.
Okay.
Yeah. St. John's. Okay. While we get more information on this, we're going to play the next song, which is Low Rider. My mom said it is a church. Okay, whatever. So it's this song we're going to play because my dog's name is Ryder. Ryder, I hardly know her. Anyways, this song reminds me of George Lopez. Guys, Low Rider. If you watch a George Lopez song, it's like when you fall asleep on the couch and then you're like awoken to this song because it's always like really loud and they're just like jumping in the background. My friends and I made a TikTok to this audio of us like jumping, but I'm really bad at jumping. Anyways, You want to introduce the next song, Katie?
Sure, but first I have a public opinion poll.
Oh, yes.
What happens to you if you refuse to buy a Holiday Helper's ticket?
What happens? Obviously, you're going to hell.
Yeah, you go to hell.
Allison has one opinion. What is yours?
Yeah, email us. BERNSTEJ@Lafayette.edu. Again, that's Bernstege at Lafayette.edu.
Have you guys gotten your Holiday Helper's gifts, or are you also going
to hell? I'm waiting to hear from the public.
I don't believe in hell.
Oh, okay.
All right, this next song is by Fleetwood Mac, and it's called The Chain.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
I love that song, and Fleetwood Mac is great. I would love to see them in concert. Speaking of concerts, my mom now says she conceded and said some of them were original.
Oh, it was like a full ABBA.
Yeah, so I still just like don't really know how to feel, and I really need like I need proof. I'll do some historical research later. Okay, so the next song that we're going to do is. Wait, you put a weird version of Valerie.
Oh, no.
But...
Katie. Show's over. Back up and go home.
Allison wanted Valerie by Amy Winehouse. I mean, it might be a fine version. It's, like, with Mark Ronson, though.
Wait, hold up. There's a new one.
So this one's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Inspired by the Evening of Acapella.
Yes, which is amazing. Actually, extra inspired by Muhlenberg's a cappella group.
So. And yes, extremely inspired by Glee.
Yeah.
So here we go with Valerie.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Did you have to go to jail? But your house on up for sale. Did you get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch a team. Hope you'll find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're stopping anywhere. Change the color of your hair. And are you busy? Did you have to pay that fine? And you were dodging all the time. Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over. Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender hair and the way you light the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie?
That was Valerie. So the next song, Katie can introduce. This is her suggestion.
Yes, it's a little out of pocket, but we're going to go with some Dave Matthews Band, because you can't go wrong. Gotta love Dave Matthews Band. Where are you going? Where are you going?
Yeah, that's hopefully what we'll find out. Maybe we can discuss where we're going. I don't know. Yeah. To heck. Okay. Where are we going?
Where are you going with your long face pulling down? Don't hide away like an ocean that you can't see, but you can smell, and the sound of waves crash down. I am no Superman. I have no reason. But I do know one thing, it's where you are, it's where I belong. I do know where you go, it's where I wanna be. Where are you going? Where do you go? Are you looking for questions under the stars? Well, if along the way you are growing weary, you can rest with me until a brighter day, and you're okay.
We're debating John Mayer right now.
Do you like him? Do you not?
I think he is good music, but I don't think he seems like a good person.
Yeah, I just recently learned that he dated Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And he was a very large age gap. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think his music's very calming, and some of his music's not very good. His new song, it's Why You No Love Me. That's just not good English. But yeah, I do think some of his songs are pretty good. Okay, so the next song we're gonna do is "Light My Love" by Greta Van Fleet. This was Emily's suggestion. So it's all riding on Emily.
Mm-hmm. It flops.
Okay.
On her.
Okay. Here we go. And that was a man singing that.
A man named Greta.
A man named Greta. yeah, so the last song we have, Katie can introduce. It's her final suggestion until next week.
Yeah, so this is Mary Jane's Last Dance, Tom Petty. This is my pump-up song for when I'm merging onto the Garden State Parkway during rush hour. So with that.
Wait, so like when you're like merging and this song isn't playing, you're like, guys, wait, I have to turn it on.
Yeah. No, well, because I know exactly how long it takes to get from my house to like the parkway entrance. Mm. So I just like put it in that order in the playlist. And that way it's like.
Smart.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So here we go. I hope you feel like you're merging when you hear this song
safely.
Well, guys, that was our last song, and it was another great hour, Any departing words, Katie?
Only two.
Roll Pards.
Roll Pards. Laugh Lehigh this weekend. So, yeah. Hope everyone has a great week. We'll update you on Sunday after Laugh Lehigh. Hopefully we win. Yeah. So, have a great night, everyone.